In Morgantown, law enforcement officials met to learn about human trafficking in West Virginia. Apparently, reports of trafficking in the state are on the rise, and that might be a good thing. It's modern-day slavery, where people profit from the control and exploitation of others, either for sex or labor. It's considered one of the fastest-growing criminal industries in the world, with an estimated 20 million enslaved, 14 million of which are women and children. And it's here in West Virginia, although not many are aware or recognize red flags that might indicate criminal activity.
Both the drug dealers and now the human traffickers are finding out that this is easy territory because law enforcement isn't really beefed up on the red flags to look for.
Tom Kirk, director of the West Virginia Intelligence Fusion Center. He says the eastern and northern panhandles are considered hotspots because so many traffickers travel through the areas. It's a convenient place to stop, he says, because enforcement is much tighter in neighboring states. But Kirk says now other areas in the state, like the southern coal fields, are seeing activity as well.
I mean, it's associated with a heroin problem that has just exploded in this state. A dealer will come in with not only a shipment of heroin, but also expanding their profit margin through the sale of the people that they have there, especially kids. I mean, it's amazing the kids that are involved in this.
Kirk says sometimes kids are forced into labor of one kind or another, but they're usually caught in sex trafficking circles. He says since the inception of his intelligence organization in 2008, human trafficking in the state seems to double each year. That might be explained by an increase in criminal activity and or by growing awareness among West Virginians that trafficking exists. Kirk's intelligence agency, the West Virginia Fusion Center, gathers, analyzes, and shares information related to any kind of criminal activity. To help bring awareness to the growing human trafficking issue in West Virginia, the Fusion Center organized a workshop in Morgantown. First responders, social workers, educators, and law enforcement agents were invited. About 80 were in attendance. Laura Powers is a program specialist with the D.C.-based anti-human trafficking nonprofit called Polaris. She was the main speaker at the Morgantown event.
This training is geared specifically to law enforcement, and the goal is really to get them a solid baseline awareness, a foundation for the issue, so that when they are encountering crimes, they know what red flags to look for and then can call in for additional support and can call the hotline to get the victim connected with services. That's the ultimate goal.
Powers is referring to a National Human Trafficking Resource Center hotline. Since 2007, the states surrounding West Virginia have each made between 1,000 to 2,500 calls into the hotline. Only 136 calls have been made from West Virginia.
Awareness of the hotline are relatively low in West Virginia compared to surrounding states. And I think once awareness increases, we're going to see a rise in cases, which I consider a good thing. Calls to the hotline, the increase isn't an increase in trafficking. Trafficking is already happening, but it's an increase in awareness, and it's connecting victims with the services they need, and it's getting those tips and cases to the right hands so that they can be addressed.
Power says three kinds of trafficking networks are commonly found.
We are seeing interfamilial trafficking, so this is parents trafficking children or a husband trafficking a wife. We are seeing pimp-controlled sex trafficking. That's where you have one controller who is controlling one or multiple women and forcing them to engage in commercial sex. We're seeing residential brothels. So it's commercial sex operating out of a house, and usually that is controlled by one or multiple people depending on the network.
Both Kirk and Powers are hoping that increasing awareness among law enforcement agents and others will help those kids and anyone else stuck in a trafficking network in West Virginia be more likely to find a way out. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.